Hello, Eagles fans, and welcome to this week's Lay's Kelcook Presents Crunch Time. And our special guest this week is linebacker Connor Barwin. Connor, this is your second season here with the Eagles. What's your favorite part about being in the city of Philadelphia?
Playing for the Eagles, obviously. How often do you guys do Crunch Time interviews?
Once a week.
All right, well, thanks for having me on.
Not a problem at all. So, you're a foodie. You like to get around, eat in the different restaurants in the city. What's your favorite restaurant and your favorite meal here in Philly?
Well, my favorite meal is something I make, that my mom used to make. And my favorite restaurant in Philly, it's always changing. One restaurant that I like to go to right now is on 6th and South. I think it's called Serpico.
Okay.
It's really good. Do you want to know what my favorite meal is that I make?
Yeah, certainly.
It's kind of, we call it like a Margaret Mush. My mom's name was Margaret.
Okay.
Or is named Margaret. And it's mashed potatoes, short ribs, sauerkraut, and corn, all kind of mixed together.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's really
good.
Yeah, it's really
Can you bring some in here? Is that something Chip will allow you to eat here at the...
Bringing any in, no.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it very much. Connor, you have a charity, Make the World Better Foundation, and you raise $170,000 through a benefit concert this offseason. So if you could fix one thing in the world to make it better, what would it be?
Well, I think we're starting with the parks in Philadelphia. I live in Philadelphia year-round, so I wanted the charity to be locally driven. So right now, with the money we raised and a lot of other people, including Philly Parks and Rec, the Philly Water Department, another charity, Urban Roots, we raised almost $500,000, and we're renovating a park at 20th and Tasker in South Philly.
So you had the concert, and obviously you're a big music fan. So what's a favorite band of yours that not many people know about?
Well, I think the two bands from Philly that played the concert that I put on are unbelievable. The Districts are a bunch of 19-year-old kids or 20-year-old now kids from Philadelphia. Awesome, awesome band. I think they're going to take off here anytime soon. And then Kurt Vile and the Violators headline the show, and he's also from Philadelphia with his band. So I would say those are two great local bands that people should be listening to.
Connor, in your spare time, you like to travel. What's your favorite travel destination that you've been to, and what's one place that you're dying to visit?
Dying to visit? Well, I've never been to Japan, so I think maybe next off season, I want to get to Japan. I really enjoyed Amsterdam when I went there. I went to Nigeria a couple years ago. I found that a pretty stimulating, fascinating place to go to. Scary at times, but it was an exciting trip.
I have to ask you there, what was scary about it?
Well, a lot of things were scary about it. It's a whole different world over there. For instance, we had about a group of 10, 12 people while we were there in our group, and we had probably 8 armed bodyguards with AK-47s surrounding us the whole time. So that makes you feel a little uneasy, but also makes you feel safe.
So you're not on these pristine resorts. You're actually in the communities.
Yeah, no. We bounced around. We were at different hotels. We were going out. We were in orphanages and in hospitals and stuff like that. And we were in. We held a couple of football camps. So yeah, we were out with the people.
All right. So Connor, obviously, Lay's Kelcook presents a segment here. Speaking of Chip, what's it like as a defensive player playing for Chip Kelly?
It's great. I mean, I think it's just like an offensive player. I mean, we all love playing for him. I think he's really smart. I think he's progressive with the way he does things. I think he listens to what players, how players communicate. He communicates with the players. I think he's a great leader. So I think I speak for, the guys on the team. We all love playing for him.
You were a tight end in college, also a star basketball player. Do you miss being on the offensive? All right, maybe I'm using the term star basketball player.
Yeah, the star basketball player is a little bit of a stretch.
All right, Division I, still played.
I played, yeah.
So do you miss being on the offensive side of football?
I never imagined myself ever playing defense until I was a senior in college when the move happened. I never, ever thought I would play defense, never thought about it. But ever since I switched, I've never looked back. I love playing defense. I don't think I ever want to go back to playing offense. I know if Chip wants me to throw me in the red zone at tight end, I would have no problem doing that. But no, I just like the mentality of playing defense. I think it fits me better.
Your teammate here, Jason Kelce, was your roommate once at Cincinnati. Any good stories?
No, not really. I mean, I just remember, I mean, Jason's just amazing to see where he's come. I mean, I knew when he was a walk-on his freshman year, I was a junior, and he was playing inside middle linebacker. And, you know, I can just remember he almost looked like Rudy, you know what I mean? He had, like, old-school elbow pads. He would have tape, like, falling off because he'd be sweating so hard. And he was on the scout team. And I just remember him practicing so hard. And all of us, you know, the older guys were like, man, this guy's kind of crazy, you know what I mean? But it just shows you, if you work hard and play hard, you know, you can make a career for yourself. And he's obviously turned into, you know, a fantastic player in this league.
Connor, you're the youngest of four boys in your family. Mm-hmm. What's the toughest lesson that you learned?
I don't know what the toughest lesson I learned is. Obviously, you know, I had to protect myself a lot. There was plenty of fighting going on. My mom had four boys in 5 years, so it was kind of a zoo in our house for a while. But maybe that's where I got competitive, because I used to always be on the wrong end of things for a long time until I got to be about 13, 14. And then I figured out a way to beat my brothers, and then it hasn't been the same since.
Last question, favorite chip flavor. You're already snacking on some of the jalapenos.
Yeah, the jalapenos are good. They're a little hot, but I'm always a barbecue guy. By far my favorite.
Lay's Cal Cook presents Crunch Time. Our special guest this week, Connor Barwin. Thank you very much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Made with Lay's signature potatoes and kettle cooked in small batches to give you that extra crunch and mouth-watering flavor. We'll be right back.